I hope you enjoy it. Julia Evarts looks up from the paper in her hand and studies the gallon-sized Ziploc bag. Inside is a substance that reminds her of drywall compound, except it's much pastier and filled with tiny air bubbles. It would have gone straight into the trash had Gracie not been standing beside her, eyes wide with curiosity.
Mama, can I try one?
Gracie asks. She holds up a china plate decorated with pansies and roses. Several slices of what looks like banana bread are fanned out on the plate and covered with plastic wrap. Gracie was the first to spot it when they pulled up to the house. The plate, the Ziploc, and the accompanying instructions for Amish friendship bread sitting on their front porch. There was no card, only a yellow sticky note with the five words written in shaky cursive. For a moment, Julia was confused. Had the weekly meal started up again? Not that she'd mind having a casserole to serve for dinner tonight, but this? This smelled suspiciously like a chain letter, with the added headache of having to bake something. Julia can't remember the last time she'd baked something. Gracie tears off the plastic wrap before Julia can stop her. This looks good. Julia has to admit that it does look good. It's coming up on 3 p.m., time for an afternoon snack anyway, and as usual, she hasn't thought this far ahead. She has no idea how other mothers do it, or how she managed to pull it off before. Gracie, hold on. Let's get inside first. Julia unlocks the front door and ushers her 5-year-old daughter inside. She puts their things on the kitchen island and then opens the fridge. It's pretty bare because Julia has forgotten to go grocery shopping and there's no milk. She doesn't want to have to go out again, so she pours Gracie a glass of water from the tap and heats up the remains of this morning's coffee for herself. Now? Gracie is practically bouncing in place. They eat straight off the plate, using their fingers. It's not banana bread or like anything Julie has ever tasted before. It's moist and sweet with a hint of cinnamon. It hits the spot, as unexpected kindness always does, and soon there is only one slice left.
I bet Daddy would like it, Gracie says.
Her fingers have crumbs on them and she licks each one. Julia bets he would, too. Mark has a sweet tooth, even though he's been on a bit of a health kick lately. She tucks a stray strand of Gracie's mousy brown hair behind her ear, so different from Julia's flyaway strawberry blonde curls.
We'll put it aside for him, Julia says, even though she was hoping to have the last piece for herself.
She reaches for the used plastic wrap, but Gracie gets to it first. Julia watches as Gracie tries to extricate the wrap from itself. She waits for the tantrum, for the meltdown that sometimes happens at this time of day, but Gracie manages to pull the plastic wrap apart and lay it over the single slice of bread, carefully tucking it under the scalloped edges of the plate.
I did it!
Gracie looks at her handiwork proud.
So now what?
Julia notices a blue streak of dried paint on the back of Gracie's hand and gives it a rub.
What do you mean, now what?
Gracie holds up the note and the instructions.
Is this a recipe? It looks like a recipe. Are we supposed to do something? I can mix. I'm great at mixing.
The sugar from the bread has clearly entered Gracie's bloodstream. Julia turns to look at the Ziploc bag slouching on the counter. She has figured out that it's basically fermenting batter. But the mere thought of baking and what it entails exhausts her.
Yes, you are great at mixing, Gracie, Julia concedes. It's just that, well, someone gave this to us to be nice. They don't expect us to actually do it. I'm not sure I even have the ingredients. We could buy them.
Julia gives her daughter a small smile.
I don't think so, Gracie girl.
Her voice is apologetic but firm. Would you like to watch a little television while I get dinner ready? Gracie slides off the stool.
I think Clifford is on, she tells Julia, then runs off.
The microwave dings. It's a reminder ding, a clever feature the manufacturer came up with. Or maybe all microwaves have reminder dings now. Julia has no idea.
Their previous microwave caught fire when she placed a box of dry macaroni and cheese inside and set the cook time for an hour. Black smoke billowed out and the fire alarm shrieked. Gracie was barely a month old. She was startled, but didn't cry, even when Julia broke down and Mark frantically ran about, fire extinguisher in hand as he tried to air out the house. The microwave dings again. Julia opens the door and sees her cup of coffee. She takes a sip and finds that it's lukewarm and stale. She puts it back in for another minute, then stares at the last piece of bread, wondering if Mark will care if she eats it. He probably won't. He's deferred to her for the past 5 years. Too tired to argue. Too tired to try. She can't say she blames him. She doesn't know what to do to make things better either.